Phoenix ready to go?
Hold on, let me get this situation.
No, come on, we got another time, baby.
Get my spread correct.
Because I would hate to start before you're ready.
I appreciate it.
Oh, come on. We're all family here. You good?
Can I get some weed?
You know what? You want something else? Asian bitches? A massage? Nothing? All right.
Now you're listening to NDO podcast.
In fact, I got called a nigger so much I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggettes, this is the NWO podcast coming to you live and direct, as we typically love to do. It's the prideful pandemic poppy.
Hey, little bitch, we some niggas.
With a pimp.
Man and I.
We some niggas. With a pimp.
I swear y'all.
We some niggas. With a pimp.
Man and I.
We some niggas. With a pen,
I swear. Yeah.
Nigga with a pen, 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 nigga. I know some niggas and they got a pen. Bitch, you need a pen, come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, come and get them from these niggas. Hey. Me, Benny's and Ricky. Ooh, and shit is getting sticky. So smart, deep. It's okay. I'ma bounce right back. This episode, keeping shit black. So smart, deep thoughts like a pond. In the cut is my brother Hassan. Hey, I got it, little bitch. I know you got it, little bitch. I feel great. How many of you niggas can relate? Drinking water. Real niggas never falter. This weed make me smarter. I'm Haitian, so I drink Malta. Let's go. Alright, that's it.
I love Malta.
It's delicious.
I hate that shit. It's disgusting.
I hate the cannibals that put fucking lick out our show in. That's evil.
You don't like rice either, right, Ricky?
You don't like
not
rice?
I'm not a big rice fan.
Wait. Oh, see, you've been hiding this from me. You've been hiding this one. You don't like rice?
He's especially, a hybrid Asian.
Especially white rice. Ugh.
I don't know if I know you for real.
He's a hybrid Asian.
Nah,
that's what I'm talking
anything
about.
White not good for you. Listen, white rice, white sugar, salt, white people, crack, it just ain't good for you.
I'm so happy you're back, bro.
And ladies and gents, I guess he no longer needs an intro. That is none other than Brother Hassan. He is back with us bringing that shit.
That's right.
All
right.
We are the NWO podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me, and I got the terrible twosome plus
yo.
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
And the vegan trap lord.
Gang.
And again, Brother Hassan back in the building.
Peace, black family.
Third time.
Yep. Guinness Records.
Everybody feeling good?
Yeah.
Yep.
As good can be.
Still ain't got that shit.
Okay, wait. Speaking of that shit, Hassan was telling us that you caught that shit and you beat that shit. So, okay. So, two things. I do want to know about your experience with the coronavirus. But then again, I also want what should be the African perspective on what's going on.
All right. So, about 3 weeks ago, my chest started hurting. You know, I started picking up the symptoms, coughing, no mucus coming out. And so, I reverted back to African culture, start steaming the leaves, some sauces, I can't think of them right now, tea and things like that. In about a week, I was good. So I caught it from a cracker. I know it had to be a cracker. It had to be a cracker. I got it from a white man. So.
Okay. So now, because there were so many theories on what the coronavirus is, where does it come from, and how it's going to affect us moving forward. I know that when you think about things, you're not thinking about the world. You're thinking about the Africans and that perspective. So I guess what I want to know is, what should that perspective be?
Right now, we should be preparing for the worse. And if nothing doesn't happen as far as the economy shutting down or, you know, apocalyptic type state, this should be a time where we should cut out the weed, right? Because this is a respiratory issue. You know what I'm saying?
I heard.
Yeah. So cut out the weed, change up our diet, come to the juice bar, Vegan Trap Lord, get you some good food, you know. Definitely cut out a lot of the things that are negative for our immune system. Get you some good sleep, water, juices.
Cut out the weed and the tobacco, black folks.
Yeah. It, I mean, the weed, nothing's wrong with the weed. It's just
the
that
tobacco that's
smoking it.
Us,
yeah, 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 yeah. Smoke doesn't belong in your lungs, so... Yeah.
Let alone tobacco smoke.
Yeah. Why he rolling up? But yeah.
Has anyone like read these articles about African people being evicted from their homes in China? Mm.
Yes, I saw that, and I saw pictures of them like on the side of the streets,
and them not being able to get into their homes.
Right. It's fucked up, man.
It's fucked up, all right.
It's fucked up.
Isn't it a Chinese virus?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to say,
y'all started this shit.
So help me understand this.
They're spinning the narrative that it's an African virus.
How?
They're making us the face of it. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing about it. White supremacy can't allow white people to be stigmatized. Everything has to be black. That's negative. Mm-hmm. And so Asian people fall in that category of, you know, being white. They were even giving Trump shit about calling it the Chinese virus. It was on his ass about that.
And now you're beginning to see the articles that say, hey, the numbers in the black communities are skyrocketing. And now, before, when niggas were thought, oh, niggas don't get this, and now we're learning, oh, not only do niggas get this, but at three times the rate that white people get it.
Well, let's speak it, put it in a context, for example, right? So when it first touched down, it was like, oh, shit, it's going to ravage Africa. It's going to run through Africa, right? And then when it wasn't, the news reports were like, what's going on? Like, why is it not fucking up Africa the way we thought it was going to fuck up Africa, right? So then we got, you know, cheerful in the West. We like, oh, shit, it doesn't fuck with black people. Not taking in consideration, we don't have the same diet as the Africans. We didn't think about that. Niggas smoking weed, we drinking, chitlins,
McDonald's.
Griot, McDonald's. We're not taking that into consideration. So when it hit here, you see the people falling off. Diabetes, high blood pressure. You get what I'm saying? So we African, but we not eating African.
Right. You know what? You just said something that piqued an interest. Because, like, this disease is weird where, like, it senses if you got a weakness, and it picks you off. Like, this must be some computer engineered shit. Because, nigga, no, like, people who are healthy can, like, I seen Michael Yo talk about having the same experience that Hassan did. I thought I was going to die. I took some shit, and now I'm back. It's just niggas who were generally healthy before. Is this shit taking out people who were completely healthy?
But the thing that I thought was weird, that all these celebrities and these athletes that say they got it, not one of them has died. Not one celebrity has died from coronavirus. Not one.
I haven't seen any.
Just regular average Joes.
Yep.
There's been at least 100 celebrities that have come out and said they have coronavirus. They've all survived.
I mean, but also, like, they're telling regular people dumb shit, like, if you have coronavirus, stay home and put on the mask. Like, let me tell you something. If I have coronavirus and $1 million, somebody's coming to fucking see me, okay? Mm-hmm. Whoever has the cure is coming to fucking see me.
There's no cure, though. That's what I'm saying.
No, there's no cure for pores.
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
Talk some shit.
I think it's deeper. I think a lot of these people don't really have the coronavirus.
You talking about the celebrities?
Yeah. I think it's foul play, bro.
Do you think a lot of them influencers?
Yeah, definitely.
Like spread the.
That's what they call influencers.
Yeah.
Then they're gonna push the. We should all get the vaccine.
There you go. Yep.
So it's gonna come with the celebrities. Hey guys, you know we're gonna beat it. Let's take the vaccine type shit.
Big Pharma is very powerful, dog.
And then you have to also understand that most of it is just like a fad. It's swag. Like, I was wearing the mask when people were saying that kind of mask don't work. I didn't give a fuck whether it worked. Yeah. It wasn't about that. Yeah. It went with the outfit, bitch. Everybody else wanted one. That's what the fuck this is. So it's like, if two or three niggas say, I got corona, and go viral for 3 days, in Hollywood, that kind of press costs $500,000.
When I went to the hospital and I spoke to the doctor, I said the same thing. I was like, all these celebrities have. She said, I think it's bullshit. I think a lot of them don't really have it. She's like, what you're going to start to see too is a lot of people come out and saying they had it and they recovered for it from it, because that's like a badge of honor. Like, I recovered from the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks hosted SNL with no movie out. Jeez. You know what that mean? Okay, you only host SNL when you got some shit going on, when something's huge, or when you so buzzed out. This nigga hosted SNL from his living room and was doing coronavirus jokes because he's positive while he's hosting. Yeah, he's allegedly.
Allegedly.
But like, niggas have been, like, Tom Hanks has been viral for 2 months straight.
Yeah.
That's why he in Australia running from them pedo charges.
Is that what?
It's deeper than rap.
Tell us more, Vegan Traveler.
There's nothing more. He got some pedo charges on his ass, and you're not gonna see him come back to America anytime soon. By the time he gets back to the United States, he's gonna be fully lawyered up with some of the best lawyers you ever heard of. Never heard of, rather.
I'm just saying, bro. We haven't seen one celebrity perish. Not one.
Perish is the word you want to use. That's the word.
That's the word. Not one.
You might not. They might not. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they have it for real, bro.
Bro, they have a cure to it. They don't create things that they don't have a cure for.
Yeah, well, you ain't going to see no white one perish from it.
Here's the thing. Sometimes they have to do that shit just to see which one of you motherfuckers live from it so I can then find a cure.
Human experimentation, is that what you said?
It's nothing new to these motherfuckers.
No. Have y'all seen the articles in France where the doctors were talking about, you know, using Africans as guinea pigs?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He tried to redact
it. He just slipped up. That's all. He fucked up. Yeah. He said too much.
He tried to pull it back.
He thought he was in a safe place.
No. Let me hit you with some historical fact on that. The term guinea pig comes from Guinea, Africa.
Mm. No.
No, dead ass. Guinea pig comes from the term guinea in Africa when they were testing out their shit like that. So this is deep, man. This is why I tell black folk, man, get right. Get on your African shit or your African stuff, excuse me, because there ain't no trusting in the white man at all.
I just figured out what opening question I'm going to ask. And Ben, you find out today, God forbid, you're coronavirus positive. What is the first thing you do?
Shit. I'm probably gonna call my mother, let her know.
Good Haitian boy, you are.
Yeah. And I'm gonna think of an alternative place to stay, because I would feel guilty to like bring it around my lady or bring it around anybody at all. I might isolate myself.
Selfless, good man. Chris, what's the first thing you do?
Where am I at when I find out? Like, am I at home already?
That's why I hate asking you questions.
Okay, plus, I don't know. Since you won't give me any fucking perspective, Ben, motherfucker. Did I have to
draw a picture for you, Ben? Did I say, Ben, you're at your house wearing shorts on the couch when you find out you have the virus?
Was that so hard? If I'm at home, I'm staying home. And then I have to go and do the procedures necessary to rid myself of the virus at home.
I feel like you could have said those things without me having.
But I didn't know if I was at home. If I'm not,
nobody knows where anybody is. We're asking the question with the same information. We all have the same information about this question. The same.
Do this. Huh? But I need perspective. I don't know. Like,
make up perspective.
All right. So yeah, if I'm at home, I'm staying home. And I'm going to administer whatever procedures that I know about to my wife and my son, because they're in the house already. If I'm not at home, then I'm on the phone and I'm calling them, letting them know what's going on. And then after that, I'll probably try to get in touch with the last 10 people that I saw that came in contact with, just to give them a heads up. Like, yo, I'm not sure when I contracted it, but I did test positive, so go get yourself tested, and you know what I'm saying? Like an STD.
Nah, niggas ain't doing that with STDs.
Like you're supposed to.
Like you're supposed to. Right.
Hassan, what's the first thing you're doing?
I'm gonna borrow from my man Chris. Yeah. Do the same thing, man. Preparation, man. You know, you don't want to spread it to... Now, if I'm around a whole bunch of white folk, I'm coughing. I'm sneezing, and I'm spreading that shit as much as I can. If I'm in a white restaurant, I'm going all out, baby. But if I'm around my Africans, you know, I'm a... Preparation. Yo, they doing it. You don't see these motherfuckers? Yo, they got off in flights in Jamaica and Haiti. They was coughing all over shit.
I think Y'all haven't seen these videos? I think I saw it on your page. That's where I saw it.
Yeah, man. They're crazy with it, man. They're crazy with it.
They're
weaponizing
this shit.
Yes, bro. Everything is a weapon to them. Everything.
That's just crazy.
Richard, what's the first thing you're doing?
The opposite of Ben. I'm going to come here and get all of you sick.
No, you see.
I'm not dying alone.
I'm not afraid to shoot you. I'll do it with a tear in my eyes like Wesley. Remember Nino? I'll cry.
I'll be damned if I die and you guys take off and it'll be over without me. I'll be damned. I want to say a thing. Hey, guys, what's up?
Honestly, the first thing I want to know is who did it. Mm-hmm. I drive myself crazy trying to figure out where this shit came from. Yeah. Bro.
Which one of you motherfuckers?
Especially like, because if I was living reckless, I guess I deserve this. But going through all this shit.
Taking precautions.
And still have and still end up getting it?
Just to catch it because you elbowed your homeboy elbow. Trying to be polite when you sally your niggas. This is what happened to me? I'd be fierce. I just want to know where.
Yeah, that'd suck.
I'd want to know where and who.
Well, there are a lot of people who have it and nothing happens to them. Asymptomatic. So it just all depends.
That's right. That asymptomatic shit might be the scariest shit.
Yeah.
Because there's niggas out here carrying and looking great.
And not taking any sort of precaution.
Because they feel good. All right. It's finally time to get into some real shit. Ricky, what is your theory on what happens after we die?
What happens after we die? I believe you either go to heaven or hell.
So, okay. Immediately?
What's the process? It's not like a...
Yeah, because... A
you die and your soul either goes to heaven or goes to hell.
Instantly.
There's no in-between? You don't meet nobody first? Talk to nobody?
I never thought about it, honestly.
Because...
I would assume you immediately go to...
Let me tell you
why. Your final destination.
The Bible says, right, that no one's going to heaven or hell until this shit's over. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like when he comes back,
is when you.
That's when niggas are being let in. So every time I see niggas die and go straight to heaven in a music video, I laugh because that's not what my father says is going to happen.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so I wonder what happens then. Like, what?
No, but that's why your theory is just as good as anybody else's theory.
Right.
So I wouldn't. What?
I've never
thought. Fuck what you think. I mean, like, fuck what anybody else has taught you.
No, but that's what I thought.
So you thought heaven or hell? Straight. Yeah,
straight.
Well, I got a physics question. How the fuck can your soul burn? Like, it's not something that's tangible. So,
it's an eternal.
How can you burn in?
We can't talk about the Bible and physics at the same time.
I got you. This shit just it doesn't coincide.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
Got you.
It's an eternal fire.
An eternal fire.
And also,
internal.
Eternal. People always thought that you burn forever, but the burning isn't forever. The fire is forever. Mm-hmm. And I only know this because I had a pastor like break all this shit down. So it's like,
what do you mean the fire is forever?
Like when they say burning the eternal fire,
right.
People visualize that just as me being in hell burning forever.
Right.
No, it doesn't say anything about you burning forever. It says the fire is eternal, so the fire is forever. You just happen to burn in that shit for a moment. Which is why I go so hard, because hell ain't that bad. Live y'all life, y'all boys.
That's crazy. This nigga just said, hell ain't that bad.
This guy's nuts. You're ruined.
Oh, I know exactly what's going to happen to you, nigga.
Ben, what's your theory on what happens after we die?
I like to believe you'll have an opportunity to speak with past loved ones. That are no longer with us or that passed before you. Mm-hmm. And up until, as of today, I thought that you would go either to heaven or hell. But you did re-enlighten me to Revelations.
Yeah.
So apparently, like, the people that are dead right now, they're asleep or in some type of slumber, and then they get wakened up by the horn.
Went right.
By the trumpets.
So it's like, whenever I see, I know you looking down on me, like, no one's looking down on you, bro. Nobody. No one's looking down. That nigga's in the ground till the trumpets go off.
Everybody's still on the way.
So I guess there has to be, what, some type of purgatory or something?
Yeah. That's what the Catholics believe.
Purgatory.
Yeah. Hold on, you got to define purgatory. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Purgatory. They say purgatory is like a hell thing more than just a waiting room.
Apparently, it's supposed to be some in between where you wait. It's like what the hell's waiting room or a waiting room where you wait before you go to where you're going. I guess niggas are tossing a coin about where you should go.
Purgatory. Gotta put that in the lexicon.
Yeah.
I wonder if heaven's got a ghetto.
Many niggas have wondered. Typically when niggas...
It probably does. There's nobody living there yet.
Tupac asked that question.
And I'm sure he found out one way.
Probably not.
I think everybody's definition of hell is different, though. Because my hell would be trapped in a room with a bunch of white women. Like, that's hell to me. So... I mean, everybody's hell is different.
That's also interesting. Like, what if you die and Satan is down there and he has a room with your tailor-made hell? Because that's everybody's torture. Hell isn't fire.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, what if I like hot showers? It's not that bad.
I seen a TV show where that was a part of, like, the setup for hell.
Yeah.
It's like every individual that died, when they died, they went to... what their, like, the least favorite thing, their absolute worst nightmare. One of the girls, she used to work at a fast food joint. So, like, her hell was her being in the fast food joint and the line being wrapped around the building with nothing but fucking other people from hell and just annoying-ass customers. Like, that was hell for her. And every customer had a problem.
Mine would be receiving a final notice every 10 minutes.
I feel like your hell would be the mailman constantly bringing you bills.
Yeah.
And your wallet is like an arm's length away and you can't reach it.
And I can't pay it.
If you put me on a stage forever where nobody is laughing, bro, I want to die. If you put me on stage,
no matter how good the jokes
and nobody doing shit,
your best shit,
I want to die. I don't want to, bro. That's not something that I could take over. Like, if that was hell, okay, I'd be in church now.
Imagine that.
What about you, Rick? If Michael Jackson lost his voice,
I'm living. I was gonna say, I'm living in hell now. A world without Michael Jackson is hell.
I love this guy, man.
I'm living in hell right now.
Niggas outside the club and hear Mike singing and can't get in.
Oh, man, that's fucking torture.
No, but listen, like, being able to see your loved ones, right, it's supposed to be, like, if we're talking biblically, it's supposed to be part of the deal after you die. And that, bro...
Says who?
That would...
The Bible says that?
Well, it says, well, you're going to see the ones who go where you go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everybody who goes where you go, you'll see them, I guess.
Damn. So if you don't see some niggas,
you know. Oh.
But apparently they're not going to be like, and let's say we go to heaven. In heaven, you're not, that's, Eli's not going to be your son. That's your brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be the same.
And that's another thing. What age are we in heaven?
Yeah.
Like, like, if I die at 80.
This, am I 80?
Can I get my 37-year-old body back?
For real.
Am I a body?
That's a valid question.
Like I'm saying, are we bodies?
If it's paved with streets of gold, I'm assuming I'm going to have feet to walk them. Amen?
They're and streets.
They're streets.
Yeah.
So, but I'm tired of walking. I've been walking all my life.
I mean, I'm assuming also angels have wings. No?
Yeah.
Are there going to be options?
But I'm no angel.
Maybe you'll get a Vespa.
I just want a chariot.
A chariot?
What do you call that? That's what you want? That standing.
I feel like that's like for like
the high tier.
The high tier niggas.
Like Moses and all them niggas.
I don't think Moses can driving his own chariot anymore.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Can't be.
I mean, like, after you part the Red Sea, should get you lifetime benefits. Yeah. I feel.
At least a driver.
Judas is probably his driver.
That's Judas is hell.
Nah, Judas is in hell. He's a traitor.
That's what I'm saying. That's his hell. You got to drive around Moses.
He's the most famous snitch in the world, bro.
For real. What if you went to school with somebody and they were crazy back in the day, and like you die and you go to heaven, you see him up there.
Y'all when, this
like you made it here.
Something changed, bro.
What happened?
Somebody has
I died saving
like
a little girl, bro. I made it in last minute. I jumped in front of a bullet for this girl by mistake. But hey, here I am.
And she's six. Can't lose.
Chris, what happens after we die, brother?
So I read a book when I was like 17, 18 that kind of put, I can't remember the name of it right now, but it kind of put a perspective on it where it's like you die and then you go to this place of nothing and there's a scale and your heart is weighed on the scale against a feather. So if you die with a heavy heart, chances are you gotta repent or pay for it.
That is deep as fuck.
Yeah, comes that book, out of, I'm gonna get the book and post it on the NWO page.
So I mean, okay, so is that what you believe?
That was my first encounter of like post life experience, like reading about it before, because I hadn't read the Bible at that time. I was just reading like ancient books about the ancient world. We're not gonna call it America, Africa, or wherever. But the ancient world. And that was one of the first times where death was explained to me in a manner that I could believe it.
I feel that. Because, yeah. Like, when you said it, like, it's one of those things that, like, I would like to believe that is true. Yeah. When I heard you say it. You know what I mean? If you die with no pressure, you die with nobody's wrong, like you die without wronging anybody.
I mean, it's not even necessarily that you died without wronging anyone. But that you hadn't let it weigh on your heart.
So as long as you don't give a fuck when you die.
Are you guys scared of death?
Nah.
The only thing that
I'm scared of the uncertainty. Like, I just want to know, like,
not seeing my kids grow up and be what they're supposed to be is probably the only thing about death that scares me.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Because I want to be able to, the same way how old I am now, like, I want to be able to see them come into their own and working, owning things, acquiring assets, different stuff like that. So, like, I want to be there at least to see that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. What you was talking about earlier is Mayotte, when they balance injustice, reciprocity, things like that. Comes out of Kemet, out of Egypt.
That's why real I always shit. Request you being here, bro. Educated, nigga.
That's super interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I'd have to read into that. Right. Because I can only imagine that if you have like a cold-hearted killer, he has no qualms about what he did in his living life.
But that doesn't mean that his heart ain't heavy. Oh. His heart might be heavy with something else. Not the fact that he's been murdering people, but whatever is causing him to murder people might be weighing his heart down.
Maybe he didn't murder good enough and he has some regret. You never know. Hassan, what happens after we die, brother?
From the African worldview, we travel this existence for about 365. And after that, we become an ancestor. We don't necessarily die. Energy doesn't die. It just transforms itself.
When you say we travel this earth, what does that mean?
That means that we're here amongst our people. Like, our ancestors are always with us. Moko Jumbi. So we just travel this existence. Like, someone's watching over Chris right now. You get what I'm saying? That's his ancestor. And so then they go into the realm, into the deep realm. It's like Lion King. Remember Lion King?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Lion King.
Is it okay if I ask you, like, I guess where the belief came from or why the belief?
The belief comes, it dates back to Mayotte, to Kemet. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with the ancestors is something that's deep-rooted in African culture, from the top of Africa to the bottom of Africa, believing in the ancestors. When we go to carnival, we see it in the Moko Jumbi, the people who walk on the stilts.
Yeah.
Those are representations of the ancestors because they're always looking down. So when they're walking, they're always looking down on top of us. That's very deep in African culture.
I never heard it put that way.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I also just thought about? Like, whoever is watching over us, right? Because whoever's right at this table, don't you think they get sick and tired of being called the wrong name all the time? You think about it? Like, let's just say on the off chance that it's Allah doing this shit. How often do you think my mother calls him Jesus?
I don't think he cares by now.
Yeah? You think he just take it? Well, Muscle Neck is here.
Yeah. They can just do whatever they want. They get some muscle, bro. knocking on the door.
Did I ask everyone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How you gonna get through?
But
no. Should have told you to go to the back door.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Richard, if I ask you to make me the best meal that you can make, what are you making me?
Breakfast. Pancakes, eggs, sausage, toast.
And you can kill that shit. That's your shit.
Skidding that shit.
Shit.
Gourmet shit.
Gourmet.
Ben, if I ask you to make the best thing you can make, the best meal, really impress me, what would you make?
I could definitely make rice and beans. Make banan pezé.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fried plantain. You know, you squeeze it for the American people out there listening. I could do that. And course, I mean, who doesn't know how to make spaghetti and like things dealing with pasta? Like,
nigga say he can pezé a banan, bro.
You said that shit like it was easy.
Yeah, because you know, that's just all technique. Banan pezé is all technique and the ancestors. You can't make that shit because there's no measuring. You know somebody looking down on you. Chris, yep. I ask you to make me the best meal you can possibly make. What are you making me?
Everything. You name it.
So you just gonna stunt?
Basically.
You just gonna stunt on these niggas?
If you want me to take, like, if you want me to be serious, the best meal I could make for you would probably be a quinoa, alkaline oxtail, and some sort of greens, whether that be kale or kalaloo or some form of salad.
And if you want to know where you can get the best meal that Chris can make for you, look none other than 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. Hey, right now, call in for your order, 954-241-7402. Call before you pull up. Find out what we have. You can also check us out on the gram at Delight Juice Bar. Once again, food for your soul, food for your heart. Pull up.
Food for the times.
Food for the times, man. Especially right now. Because y'all don't know nothing about that elderberry, bro. Come through, get some. Mm-hmm. Y'all still eating them young ass berries, bro. We got elderberries in this bitch. Pull up.
That's not what that is. It's not like young berries.
Good for that mucus. That mucus extract.
Yeah.
Gotta get on that. Sea moss, elderberry.
That's not what that is. Hassan, what's the best meal you can make, bro?
Man, I can't cook, but I could change an alternator, so. I can't cook for shit.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So everything you eat is either cooked for you or purchased.
I had a Haitian mom, and I was married for a while, so yeah.
So you get
food. Yeah, I got screwed up, yeah.
So now you just out here in these streets.
I'm out here, boy. I'm wilding. Dade County, 305. I'm out here.
305.
305, motherfucker.
So shit different now.
Oh, yeah. Shit different. Shit mad different.
I mean, okay, so is there a desire to learn or you are who you are at this point?
I mean, I got Chris. I pull up on Chris once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
It's a mentorship.
Yeah. Other vegan spots I pull up, some, but mainly Chris. So I'm eating. I fast. You want to fast? You know what I'm saying?
I respect it.
In between meals right now.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like Ricky, bro. My best meal might be breakfast, and only because it's probably the thing that I've done for myself the most.
Yeah.
What is your perfect breakfast? You a pancakes or a waffles guy?
Only pancakes, only because I don't need any help to make them.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just from scratch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no, not from scratch.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, Bisquick. Come on. I'll go crazy.
That's not scratch?
It's egg, flour, bacon, soda.
Oh, no, I'm not doing
that. No.
Bisquick.
Yeah, Bisquick. You whip it.
Yeah,
flip.
Yeah, add water or milk. And
especially because I don't like how people make pancakes. Because it's also about presentation. Mm-hmm. Okay? It needs to be.
Yeah,
it needs to be Chris Brown on both sides.
That burnt side of the pancake that they just let it sit.
Who that's for?
I don't know. It's always the first one or the last one that's like.
Give me that ugly one.
That ain't mine.
I'm a stickler for the shape.
Yeah.
Ben, okay, Ben just put on his mask mid-episode. What do you know that we don't? What happened?
I don't know anything.
You got an alert on your phone, my nigga?
No. I don't know anything.
He was like, an alert on his
phone. I just felt an impulse.
He just slipped up, nigga.
It's just impulse. It's just impulse.
He got an impulse to protect himself, but fuck us. All right. Now, hey, y'all boys, my spidey sense of tingling. We should all mask up. It's if you live, you live. Wow.
Why do you have to put it like that, man? You have a mask. Put it on.
Did we ask everybody about their good meals?
Yep.
I'm on fire today, okay?
For now.
Richard.
You ain't drink nothing.
Sobriety is key.
You're not sober.
No, you know what? I consider weed high being sober. Like,
Me too. I'm in that agreement.
Honestly, not smoking weed is me being inebriated and weird.
That's when you have a problem.
You want to see a nigga without his shit together? Look at me with no weed.
Not knowing what's
going become
on.
Irritable.
I'm an irritable, grumpy man. That's I don't know where anything is.
I wanted to ask you a question. How do you feel about Dr. Umar Johnson? Mm. What are your thoughts on him?
Nations.
I think he's a very educated brother. You know, he had a lot of naysayers in the beginning who called him a scammer and a thief, and he raised money. He purchased the buildings. They may not be up to people's liking, but he did what he said he was going to do. The people who don't donate are the people who talk the loudest. So, I mean, he has a lot of adversity on his shoulder, as a lot of us do who carry the burden of the black community. And a lot of times we don't think about the mental state it puts you in to know that you make a lot of white enemies speaking up for black people, and then you turn around and make a lot of black enemies speaking up for black people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it could be a mental drain. You know, when people see me on the street, they're like, oh, Brother Hassan. I'm like, do you want to kill me? Or are you saying what's up? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think people take taxing. That in account. Yeah, man, that shit could be real taxing at times, man.
That's so crazy.
I don't know why, but when I see him, despite all the shit that I may think he does that's clown shit sometimes, I do believe the nigga has good intentions when I see him.
Yeah.
Like that school he was talking about, I believe he wants to do it. I also believe that people are nervous about giving that man a whole milli.
I just feel like it's certain, like, you see when you traveling in that space of being a spokesperson for black people, is some people who can balance the online activity and the actual groundwork, the footwork activity. I don't think he's that good at the internet stuff, honestly. Brother Hassan, on the other hand, I think he's great. All his videos funny, but they all also come with a message at the same time. So it works in a manner where it gets your attention and relays a message to you. I think a lot of what Umar Johnson tries to do when he does these live videos and posts these videos, I think it's that same thing, but it's just not connecting from that standpoint.
Ain't
because
no Umar dead ass serious, bro. Ain't no jokes. Ain't no he is, bro.
We want you in the streets. Like, we don't, you being online don't do nothing for us.
Yo, shout out to your supporters, because there was some people that hit me up that was like, yo, when I first heard you on the show, I hated you. Yeah. I followed you because I wanted to hate you. And then after a while, I started listening and comprehending what you're talking about and shit like that, and it completely makes sense. You know, so shout out to the people who listen to this podcast and who, you know, support or whatever.
I think that's what I want people to see most about you, bro. That's why I like to invite you here and just talk shit. Because when you get past some of the statements that you may not agree with, there's some good shit there. There's some shit that makes sense.
I mean, again, like we said.
2 + 2 = 4. Don't matter who said it. Mm-hmm. Who says it, answer is always 4.
Always.
That's it. And the situation that we're in hasn't relatively changed in the past 500 years. I mean, it's changed on the outside, but the inside, the infrastructure is still the same. So we have to learn how to work within that system or take the system out altogether. But like me and Rick was talking about, 2 shows ago or the first show, where he was like, do you really think something like this could happen? And I was like, hell yeah. And black people ain't prepared. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Niggas in the hood walking out, oh, I'm ready for whatever. I got a chopper.
Sleep.
And they got only 30 bullets 16, for that chopper.
Not even a full clip.
Yeah, not even a full clip.
Because niggas done bust some in the air already. Niggas done shot off a couple rounds. Niggas ain't really
niggas ready. Not ready for war.
Nah. I mean, I seen a whole, listen.
Niggas don't even know how to load a cartridge.
Here's what's crazy. You know those good old boys, they gunned and bulleted up. Mm-hmm. They, because here's what's crazy, right? the Brother Hassans of their community's been ready for this shit too.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
They've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
No,
they've been waiting for it. Have been waiting for the race war since they were born, shooting bottles and shit in Kentucky. Right.
Their grandfathers died waiting for this shit. Just fucking know that.
Yo, I'm going to tell you, I went to the gun store when shit popped off. Not to go get some guns, because I'm already good. So I went to go get some more ammunition and shit. And then the store clerk came by and said, "All right, everybody, make two lines. You know, who needs ammunition and who's here to get a gun?" Literally, bro, white people was on this side to get ammunition and black people was on the other side to get guns. And I said, "None of you niggas got guns and they just here for ammunition."
That hurt. And that's scary.
I joined the white folk. I slid right in there like, "I'm just here for ammunition."
They probably looking at you like, "Hold up.
Hold up. We got to get this nigga's tag. We got to get his tag. Don't let him leave."
Listen, man, we unprepared, man, because...
Have they closed down the gun shops right now? Or are
some of them still open. Yeah, some of them still open.
Can you still get licensed, or have they shut that process?
You do not need a license to carry a rifle.
Yeah, it's just a weighing process. It's about 7 days. They got to run your background and shit like that.
We are a gun state.
And gun country.
So I can Omer Fudd, I can get a pump right now for nothing.
Yeah.
If I have $400, I can get me a pump.
Yeah, 7 day wait.
Your house.
Yeah. Hey. I'm gonna drop a little information right quick. Please. Right? A lot of people are saying shit like, "Well, you know, it's just gonna be a quarantine. Look at China, they're getting back to normal." We have to understand that America is the only country that has a Second Amendment. There's 7 guns for each citizen in the United States, right? China is an ethnic group. That's Asian people. We are a racialized society, white versus black versus this versus that. It ain't going to be no quarantine the way they think it's going to be in China when shit start running low. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. The states that they are putting like a sort of a martial law on, that they're putting these harsh curfews and shit like that on, those are non-free gun states. So, okay, Florida, everybody damn near got a gun, right?
You can't do that here first.
Yeah, you can't do that here first. They're not fucking with the South. They're fucking with up north. New York, Detroit, you know what I'm saying? California, because those have very strict gun, you know, policies and shit like that. They're not going to come to the South until they're ready to shut shit down. So that's when we know shit really going to get real, when they start pushing pressure on the South.
Here's why what you're saying is hilarious to me. I watched The Purge yesterday. Okay. No. Yesterday.
The new one?
The new one.
And the one that's the history before the Purge.
So like it's called The First Purge.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It started in Rhode Island, okay, because it was a small island, and they say, "You know what? If it works here, it can work anywhere." Mm-hmm. Then it didn't work, so they sent mercenaries there to start shooting shit up to incite it.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they didn't start anywhere. They started where they knew it was going to be safe.
Very little people would see. That's what you also got to take into consideration. A lot of what they do is behind closed doors and under the guise of something else.
That's projection. That's psychological projection. People don't make movies unless they anticipate or see this happening in the future. So when you see most of these Purge movies, right? Like the last one I seen, they had niggas having a Purge party.
That's the same one.
Oh, that's the one you're talking about?
Same one.
Niggas having a Purge party. And I look on social media, I'm like, people are fucking having a Purge party.
Yes. Because the first Purge, when niggas thought it was sweet before the killing really began, niggas was like, "I could do whatever I want. I'm gonna fuck in the streets. I'm gonna throw the craziest party." So that's what it was until real niggas came out there. "Oh, y'all niggas want to party? Stab."
Yeah.
Stab. Then party shut down. Because, you know, I can't stop watching pandemic shit. So it's like whenever...
Something's wrong with you, bro.
I can't help but freak myself out.
I don't understand why you'd want to do that.
Here's the thing. You don't know how freaky it is to watch a fake news report, turn the TV on, and then see this lady saying the same shit that bitch said in the movie.
I know how freaky it is, because the one that you see in the movie is the real news report. The one you see on TV, that's the lie.
You know, I've never watched any of those movies.
You have to.
This shit's not going to serve you a fucking purpose, man.
Side note.
You're going to give yourself a panic attack. That's what you're going to do.
Side note, this is a good time for black men to try to enforce polygamy in their community, because there are a lot of single black women who don't know how to protect themselves or who might not have the opportunity to protect themselves. And every household needs a black, strong African man to protect them. We so, ladies, together, polygamy is on the table. Bring your children, bring some extra panties, move into the house, and cook and clean.
Realistically, you might have to move him into your house, realistically. But the sentiment still applies.
Facts.
Nah, but facts, though. This is what Dr. Francis, bless the ancestor, what she talked about. The removal of the black man from the household. And now, you get what I'm saying? And once you're able to do that, man, you're able to do whatever to the black community. And we have a lot of single... I know I'm joking earlier, but we have a lot of single black women out here, man, that's just going to be...
Think about that, bro. It's like, if any of that pandemic shit you see, right, that you were watching, if any of that shit was to happen, look how many single mothers is on WIC getting money from child support. Like, those are billion-dollar industries based off of them. So you that's not, I don't even know how many millions of people.
My nigga, like,
worth the fucking lives, bro.
I got friends in the airport, like, laid off, right? So it's like, you also got people that are, like,
not working.
And it's like, you know, polygamy would allow you to pull resource and pull finances. Once again, no joke.
Right.
But all I'm saying is three savings accounts are better than one. Okay? Yeah,
absolutely.
Just talk to one of your homegirls who you wouldn't mind kissing often. And just see if you can have a conversation with a strong African.
Realistically, y'all don't even have to kiss. All right?
No, but
that's probably at Plus House.
At my house, you got to kiss. At my house, every morning. At my house, I don't know.
Realistically and historically speaking, that's where polygamy started from, where you had war-torn countries in Africa where the men would go out and fight, they would die, and the women would take in... the women get to choose the family. They would bring in other people in the community. So in the West, because we've been niggerized, we think polygamy is just, I'm going to have a whole bunch of orgies and I got a whole bunch of whites. But no, it was something that was very sacred to the community, man. It was about structure, you know? So definitely, man.
Now, I think that makes more sense now more than ever.
Yeah.
Because we don't know where this is going. Like, I'm hearing whispers where the orange nigga is saying that he's not trying to have this going past May 31st. He's saying he don't want it to go past that.
One thing y'all haven't heard that I want to point out, y'all haven't heard them use the R word yet. And recession. What R word is that?
Recession.
They haven't used it yet. When they start using that,
that's because they don't want to scare nobody.
They don't want to scare nobody, right?
But
it's here already.
Yeah.
Because the industries are not running.
Like, honestly, it's not, cause
no planes,
it's not even about being able to make money, because the people who have it now just have nowhere to spend it. I had a friend tell me, I've never seen this much money in my account ever. That's because you're finally staying the fuck home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's because you haven't had a hairdo in weeks.
Right. I'm not going to lie. We got a couple of people that, like, right now, we getting a lot of people who spending money on Uber Eats. You know what I'm saying? Like, big tickets, daily. And it's like, what the hell was y'all doing before?
Fucking, you understand? They had, like, before you can go and do all kind of shit. But it's like, now, even Uber Eats is limited.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of the few real niggas still delivering during this time, I'm sure you're much more appreciated.
Oh, yeah. No contact delivery, too. Fuck with us.
Well, curbside?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you pull up on the curbside if you're going to pick it up. But if you do Uber Eats, we package your food so that the last person to touch your plate had gloves on.
Come on, man. Can we give Chris a round of applause, please? Because I like that. That's innovation right there. Innovation, sanitation.
That's what Brother Hassan say it all the time, man. That's one thing black people could do.
Man, listen, man. I'm not surprised when the shit hit Asia and start hitting Europe, them motherfuckers is nasty, man. Like, real deal nasty, bro. So, you know, they haven't been as interested in soap since the 1700s. Since told them how to bathe in Europe and shit. So, it's getting ugly.
Hey, but also, like, some of the weird shit that I see talking about this shit came from Asian people eating dogs. Like, I don't agree. Like, I would never eat a dog. But I think it's ignorant to mock people for eating shit that you don't eat. Like, just because the fucking dog isn't our hamburger of choice, Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think it's ignorant to judge somebody else's hamburger.
The dog is not a hamburger,
fam. It could
that's
be.
That's gross. That's gross.
It could, it's somebody else's hamburger. No,
no. They're about to ban the consumption of dog countrywide in China.
You know what that is?
I thought it was bats.
That was one of the rumors that it was because they're eating bats. Yeah. But I don't know.
So wait, what's wrong with eating bats, essentially?
Fuck you mean what's wrong with eating bats?
Corona.
What's wrong with eating bats?
Where are bats on the food chain? On the where the fuck have you gone and seen bat?
I mean, I haven't. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if people do eat
where
bats.
Where is a bat on the food chain? That's what's wrong with it.
I don't even know what bats eat.
Flesh shouldn't be on our food chain anyway, because the way the creator made our teeth, it shows us what's supposed to eat. So if you look at the animal planet, you know what
this is? This is a mango.
I'm well aware what a mango is.
This is what we're supposed to eat.
Yeah, facts. But you're right, though. Yeah, our teeth are shaped, they're designed to... If you see animals that eat flesh, their teeth are fang-like. Ours are not built like that. We have teeth that's supposed to eat plants and things like that. Yeah, the creator was very instrumental in shit like that. Not even the goal. It doesn't even go along with our organs, man. Mm-hmm. We can't even digest that shit properly. So
digestion yeah, plants and fruits. Long
yeah,
to digest meat properly, your digestional tract has to be short.
Big facts,
Chris. Who is the most intelligent person you know? Personally,
my grandmother.
Yeah.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
How many years of wisdom does she have? Do you know?
I want to tell you 84 as of last. No, two Tuesdays ago.
That's three life. That is three hood lifetimes. Four hood lifetimes.
And she's been she's eaten traditionally as far as her diet's concerned. Like she, as everyone started out eating traditional. To American diet or the Caribbean diet. She then, as she got older, started to explore more vegan, vegetarian, and now she's fully vegan. Mm. I take credit for that, though, because she didn't stop eating fish until I stopped eating fish.
So fish was the last straw.
Yeah.
Ben, who is the most intelligent person you know personally?
I would have to say my older sister. Nancy, because not only does she have like book smarts, she also has like a high emotional IQ where like she knows when to be a little bit more riled up and she knows when to dial it back and she knows when to stay calm. She knows how to keep herself grounded in almost any situation. And when I think back to when we were growing up, she was like the perfect child, perfect person. I've never seen like anything negative come out of her. So, and she was always smart as hell. So, I'd have to give it to her.
Which sister is that? Which sister you said that?
Nancy.
Oh, Nancy.
Yeah.
Rick, who is the smartest person you know personally?
I'd have to say my big sister as well, Chrissy. She's just for all the reasons Ben mentioned. Book smart. She's street smart. She's just a very intelligent person all around. Makes great decisions, and she lives a good life because of her great decision making. Shout out to her. She just got her doctorate. So,
boss.
Hassan, who's the smartest person you know personally?
I gotta take a page out of Chris' book and say I need to define what intelligence is first, right? Because intelligence.
I gotta say what you were gonna say just now.
Intelligence is the ability to solve problems. You get what I'm saying? Whether it be mathematical, social, you know, individual, the ability to solve problems. And so that's how I judge intelligence, right? So when I'm talking to a lawyer, a doctor who have been trained in their specific field and they don't understand what challenges we face as black people, I don't necessarily define them as being intelligent. You get what I'm saying? Because we have problems as a people. And all that education, they're not able to solve our problems with that education. So intelligence is the ability to solve problems. So I look at intelligence through Marcus Garvey, through Kwame Nkrumah, through Haile Selassie. I am the most intelligent person I know through my ancestors. 'Cause, you know, I solve a lot of my problems and a lot of other people's problems. So that's why I say intelligence. Now, if you asking me some mathematical shit, nigga, I don't know. But if you got a problem, I help people with it.
I might be inclined to.
That shit makes me want to fucking rethink my answer. Because
I want to rethink my answer.
I damn sure was thinking about a book. You know what I mean? Like, no. Like, somebody who I know is, like, insanely intelligent. But if I'm thinking about somebody who just... Because Ben spoke on EQ.
IQ. And,
no, no, he spoke on EQ, like emotional intelligence.
Oh, emotional intelligence. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so he spoke about that as well. So, I mean, I think if we... fuck, man, my answer's fuck.
I'll give you a prime example. In the Haitian culture, everybody's a fucking nurse, right?
Yeah.
But Haiti has the poorest health care. So that's the education that you went to school for is not helping you. It's we're not intelligent in the right ways. We can go to school, learn some shit, recite some shit, but we don't know how to use it in our everyday lives to better our people. And that's what intelligence is. Not because you can go to school and be like, oh, I learned this law. Nah, it's solving problems.
That's interesting, only because when you spoke about doctors being trained to solve a particular kind of problem. So it's like, if intelligence is the ability to solve problems, that's not really intelligent at all. Because if you were intelligent, you'd be able to use what you have to solve this problem.
Correct.
But if you can use what you have to solve only one kind of problem, then how intelligent are you?
How many people we got that got degrees and they working from home or not working at all right now? Right, the people that's really working, people that got trades or police officers and things like that. There's a lot of people who are intelligent, air quotes, for those who can't see, but they sitting at home with that intelligence. So we got to start rethinking what we classify to be intelligence, man.
Smart ass couch potato ass.
Damn, hey, can we smart ass couch potato? Can that be? Jesus, you niggas are harsh.
It's two people that I love to have in here. It's Whiskey and Hassan. I always tell you, anytime, the firepower's over here, baby.
All right, guys. You know what time it is. We have now reached the DM Diary section of our show. This is when we give weird niggas the credit that they so desperately need. Ben,
and,
please.
And weird women. And weird women.
And weird women.
I got a few for the women. Weird women.
Come on.
Y'all ain't.
This is going to be a great time.
Let's go, baby. Yeah. You know, this one for you, ladies, because y'all be tripping, too. You didn't think you was ever going to get exposed, huh? You thought you were safe from the DM Diaries. Nah, babe, you a weirdo, too. Don't send me your pussy if you ain't shaving. I didn't ask for that. Hey, yo. You are a weirdo.
You are
sending pictures of your clit. We gon' tell your secrets. That's right. Your secrets not safe with us. We gon' tell your secrets. You just became a victim of the DM Diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
Break it down. Use a weird ass boy. All right.
Can I interject for a second?
Please.
I'm sorry. One second.
Please.
I get a lot of shit for this, but black women, do not shave your vaginas. Please do not shave your vaginas. There's a reason why the hair is there. It produces pheromones. It turns the man on. Don't shave. I'm always suspect. because I know hair is a sign of growth and a sign of adulthood. Why would I want a woman to shave her vagina? I don't like sixth grade poom-poom. I'm sorry. Okay. I need some hair on it.
Now, here's... Because what you're saying has some truth, but we're talking about, like, there needs to be moderation. Because the beady beads in the thighs, you want those there, too? Is that what we're talking? You're talking full-on natural? Because, hey, I'm not saying you got to go bald. But if you beady bead in the thighs, if there are beady beads in your ass, there needs to be moderation. I feel...
Bro, I just don't. I don't mind hair at all. I just don't want to eat pussy that look like Ben's face.
I mean, come on, because some women can really grow it, brother. Yeah. I mean, really grow it.
I don't want that.
Like, okay, I'm going to expose myself here, but sometimes
there's five other men here with facial hair. He chooses me.
No, but you have the most.
Yeah.
Sometimes I actively seek out Haitian porno for a dick. Right. Let me tell you, every Haitian porno, hair. And like, we're a strong bush people. Strong bush.
Hair, dog.
So look, I'm not saying you got to clean it, but goodness gracious.
A little carpet over there.
The beady beads on the thighs aren't too much. You know?
Just tape your shit up.
I'll take it, ladies. Brother Hassan, Instagram. I'll take the beady beads.
From the rooter to the tuna.
Nappy pubes. That might be a good title. Nappy pubes.
Like nappy roots.
The nappy roots. All with them big fat wheels. All right, let's get into it. This first weird nigga. Hi, how are you? December 27th. We can be friends, please. December 29th. Yes or no?
This is post-corona.
December 30th.
Pre-corona, my bad.
Yeah. Please talk to me. January 20th. Talk to me. I want to be your friend. January 20th. We can be friends. January 21st. Talk to me, please. January 22nd. I want to be your friend. You are very beautiful. January 22nd. I tried to be your friend, but you is difficult. I will not bother you. Sorry. I like you.
3 days later.
Give me a chance. I want to be your friend. Yes or no?
The fuck?
Can I ask you a question?
No. You did. No.
January 22nd. Please. January 26th. Hi, how are you?
Kobe just died. Motherfucker.
Yeah, facts.
Sunday. We can be friends.
No.
9:09 a.m. Yes or no?
That's please. What the silence
please.
Means. The silence means.
So at 10:57 a.m. she goes, I'm your friend now.
Why?
At 1:17 he just goes, thanks.
Did he cash out her?
It ends right there.
That's it.
That's all they gave us.
That
nigga
ridiculous.
Said thanks. You did all of that
to say thanks.
He just wanted a friend, bro. That's all.
Fucking he just wanted a friend. The one nigga in DM history that just wanted a friend.
He just wanted a friend, bro.
That's really what he wanted.
That's all he wanted was a friend. As soon as she had agreed, he said, thanks. Thank you. That's all I wanted.
I don't know how to respond.
That
she
nigga
responded.
Was trying to kill himself for a month straight, just looking for a friend.
January 22nd. I don't know what he had going on, but he was serious
and
that day.
Speaking of which, you were saying that you thought was going to hit you up when Kobe passed. Rest in peace to the GOAT. There's not an African perspective on what happened to him, is there?
I mean, there's always an African perspective. We African, shit.
Tell me who did it, son.
No. As far as, you know, that situation, how you passed, that was tragic. I'm not going to make light of that situation
right? Not light, but I mean.
Yeah. Now, I got a lot of death threats behind my tweets about Kobe, man. You know.
What were your tweets specifically?
About his wife.
About his wife, of course. You know, things like that.
I watched the entire damn live. That's right. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, you know, I was like, well, you know, Kobe died amongst, you know, he died happy. He died with the people that he loved the most, a plane full of white people. You know, so people upset about that. But Kobe is not black at all. When I mean black, phenotypically, he's black. What I mean, like, how do you not talk to your mom anymore because she didn't want you to marry outside your race? And you end up falling out with your parents. Like, that hurt me.
We were just talking about this.
That hurt me. You know what I'm saying? And the comments he made about Trayvon and things like that. Like, Kobe is very insensitive to the blacks in general, to the Africans.
Yikes!
So, you know,
because okay,
great basketball
player. Here's the thing, right? Like,
yeah, great basketball player.
You got to think about it. You got to think about it on both sides, right? Like, if there's a woman I love, right? Despite, like, you know, if it's as simple as there's a woman I love, my parents don't agree, I think he did the right thing by riding with his woman.
His wife.
His wife.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, this sentence would make sense to you if she was black.
It would. It would 100% make sense to me. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me if she's not black. Because like now, here's the problem that we have, right? Again, on our first conversation. In America, you cannot name a family that has five generations of wealth that's been passed on from generations. Now, Kobe became a participant in that. He's created biracial children. He married outside his race. Now his wife has all that money. Not his parents, not his sister, his wife, right? So people are coming at me and saying, why are you worrying about his money, fool? That's his wife and shit like that, and you mad because he ain't give you no money. What if she used that money to now fund Donald Trump? Or now she used that money to fund vaccines in our community. So we got to start looking at things like that from an African world view. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, when I think about it generationally, I think there's a fat chance that those women, those young women marry black in the future, right? So they marry white, they marry whatever. And Kobe's, the fucking money Kobe's slave for, never sees a nigga again.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? But he did it for love, or what he believed was love, right?
What do you mean what he believed? Brandy, I mean, it's love.
No, bro. He had Brandy,
but see,
bro. Come
that
on,
that was
bro.
Fake because his wife was before Brandy.
No. He met her after Brandy. He met her on a video shoot. She was a video, trying to get on a video girl.
No, but wait. Wait. Help me understand now. Because when Kobe was doing the whole Brandy thing, I feel like he was like already a Laker, a nigga with braids and a goatee. He was already that.
Yeah, he was.
So what I'm telling you is, he definitely had a wife and dated Brandy for some publicity shit. There's no way.
Nah, he met her after at a video shoot. Yeah, he met her after. She was like what, 17?
Yeah. So you know, he doesn't.
Yeah, I did my research. Nah, I ain't gonna say no silly shit. And again, that's not making light of his passing or how he passed or shit like that. But it's true, man. You know, it is what it is. We gotta start thinking generational, man.
And generationally, that shit is gizmo.
People gotta stop. It's gone. Taking things like the negative things about heroes and all these different type of people. Like, stop taking it as a personal attack against you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That speaks to Kobe. That speaks to his situation. That's him. That doesn't say anything about the type of person that Hassan is. It doesn't say anything about the type of person that you are. Yeah, man.
Kobe. I mean, the man scored 68, 70, you know, high. I mean, great basketball player.
Great basketball
100%. Player. But this whole coronavirus just shows us how weak our celebrities are anyway, because we sit here, we depend on them so much for enlightenment and for shit, and they sitting at home too doing free concerts on Instagram and twerk shit. You don't see no white celebrities doing that because they trying to figure out what the fuck going on. But again, we've been niggerized, so you see that caged nigga in the house.
They got
you know what I'm saying? With money, and he don't.
A caged nigga is a great title. I don't care what nobody says.
Cage free nigga. It was a caged nigga. No, why aren't white celebrities doing anything on their lives?
I mean, they are, but I don't think we're part of white social media.
That's true. Okay.
Maybe you're just not deep enough in.
Yeah, life. I guess.
Oh, no.
Maybe Blink-182 and Limp Bizkit are having a battle.
No, they're doing you know, their little concerts and shit like that. Yeah. But they ain't having twerk contests and having girls up there flash pussy like Bootsy up there doing shit. But,
so what's the difference? Live. Exactly.
What's the difference?
Yeah, why is one good and the other bad?
They're doing Tiger King
shit.
They'll
give you $1,000.
Why is one good and one bad? Well, first of all, we got children on Instagram, right, that follow these celebrities. And when you go live and you got women showing, eating each other out and doing shit like that, you don't know who watching. So we're poisoning our own children with this negative bullshit, right?
But you can say that about anything. Because here's the thing, like, there needs to be a space for adult shit online. And children can get into it. Like, if that's the logic, YouTube is that.
Online
Google
is
that.
Children. That's what we got to do.
You understand? Like, so I mean, because that's the thing. Like, sure, you can. I mean, like, there needs to be a place where I can go and see pussy on Instagram.
But when your idol does it, what? When your idol does it, it's different. You know what I'm saying? You dehumanizing women and having them do, you know, mockery and shit like that. we look up to, well, not me, but our community look up to the people with the money. You know what I'm saying? The people with the money are controlled by, obviously, the crackers. And so they get out there and just do niggatry, man, and further poison the community. Cage niggas right now.
Just out of curiosity, because Chris made a very valid point. We're not, like, our algorithm isn't fixed to where we'll see all the Caucasian stuff, the Caucasian content. So I went, I visited three different pages to try and see what was going on. So I went to Taylor.
Sorry, but I like that title. Can we Caucasian content? You can keep going. I just wanted to bookmark.
Let's clickbait. I went to Taylor Swift's page. I went to Shania Twain and Garth Brooks. Those are the three whitest people I can think of.
Middle of America white. That's what. So,
they're not. They're just living life. It's, they're not doing anything, like no live streams, nothing. So they're just literally like just living their everyday lives like normal human beings.
Because I'm going to be honest with you,
bro. There's a lot of Caucasian trash influencers online doing
Tiger King shit.
Oh, but then it's true. But then yeah, because there are people on the top selling their souls for views.
Mm.
And like white, big white influencers selling their souls on TikTok.
Social media, and that's where I should go. Fucking Peachy King. Now, if you delve deep into white social media, I'm 100% sure you're going to see some shit.
But usually when they're doing that gutter shit, it's always a mockery of black people. You get what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
That's and they say...
That's TikTok.
Yeah, it's a mockery of black people. Whether it be black women, whether it be black men.
All right, hold on. What I'm saying is like, all right, you know that that's not how black men and black women act.
Of course.
Naturally, right? It's the environment that has everyone acting like that. So is the attitude of like impersonating it, is it impersonating black culture if in itself it is not really black culture?
It's a stereotypical way of representing black culture because they say or they think this is what being black is. Like, for example, I got in an argument with a dude one time, had a white girlfriend, and he was like, man, she's just as black as you. And I was like, why? Because she wear Jordans? Because she smoked Black and Miles? Like, I don't fucking understand. Like, if you would have said that she has a highly advanced degree in mathematic engineering and say she's just as black as me, then I would have been proud of that shit. But you bring the most gutterish shit of our culture, and she's acting like that, right? And then you say she's just as black as me. That's an internalized racist thought that we even think that's what blackness is. It's to put on Jordan, smoke, black and blouse, sag our pants, and you know what I'm saying? So that shit gets real deep, man.
I think that's American culture more so than black culture.
No. That ain't true. But when you go to Africa, they got Crips and Bloods over there now.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's because of American influence.
Yeah, but
that's what it is, though.
It's okay, American culture.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah, the nigger making factory. But, yeah, I got you.
Here's what's crazy. The nigger making factory is turning niggas in other places into other nigger making factories.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
When I look recently, a German trap video came up on my timeline, and those niggas look like niggas I know, but they And it's like,
it's black
people. You look like
black people.
Niggas, gold dreads. He look like Future, but he's born in Germany.
The fuck is going on, bro?
The nigga, because here's the thing. When the same rappers that we grew up to, like, there was no German Tupac. There's probably a German Future now.
Yeah.
But there was no German Tupac.
Right.
So we all had the same rappers as kids. So it's like, they saw what we saw, bro.
Yo.
Like.
It's so crazy that I met some brothers fresh from Haiti, been here about 2 years, right? They live in my apartment complex. They always bump in Future, all the ratchet shit. These brothers can't even speak English.
But they know the words.
They don't even know the words. All they go is brrr, 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 brrr. That's crazy. This is the nigga making factory we got to deal with, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it gets internalized, man. It gets internalized in our minds.
I like nigga making factory too.
Did we do that?
I don't think Apple gonna let that.
It was a contender last time.
You would be surprised, bro. Apple has let some shit go by.
All right, we have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. Ben, whenever you're ready. Hey, hey. Ask a real Nigga.
Nigga.
Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Nigga. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Nigga. As a real nigga.
Nigga.
Little bitch, you want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Nigga. Like a gun tree. Nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
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 Nigga. Bitch, you bigger, I'm bigger.
Nigga.
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 Know I'm quick to hit her.
Nigga.
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 Nigga. I just rolled a spliffer with my nigga pussy. This first question comes from OG Bree underscore 941. Hey, Bree Bree. She said, would Plus risk the chances of contracting COVID-19 for some pussy? Absolutely. what do you think?
Nigga making factories.
I'm going to sit in the crib. Pussyless? Is that what you believe?
Pussyless.
Come on. We can maybe slide with pussyless because it's not a Y, it's an I.
And it's a full word.
Pussyless.
Pussyless.
Let's think about it.
Let's think about it.
Her second question is, which R&B singer would you want singing at your wedding if you could get them?
Mm. Usher.
You?
Yeah.
Usher?
Yeah.
Not Mike?
Mike's not, he's no longer with us. He's with our ancestors.
And he's not R&B.
He's with the ancestors.
He's the, you know, he's the king
of
pop.
Are you sure he's with the ancestors?
And if, and I would
are you sure it's our ancestors?
You know what? He's with the ancestors. He's the king. He's
could be somebody else's ancestors.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you, Ricky.
I want Chris Brown. I want every, I want to get my money's worth. I want a nigga that's going to sing, do backflips, everything. I want all that.
Wedding.
Yeah. I want a performance.
You get shiggy for
I'm
it.
Trying to think of the song.
Yeah, you get shiggy for that shit. It'd be cheaper too.
He doesn't sing though.
Might.
Nigga shucking job for you all night.
I want that little fat nigga dancing at my wedding.
You know what? I'm thinking like some old school shit. I may. Fuck. I can't do Boyz II Men. I want all the niggas.
That shit's boring.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's wedding music. I don't know.
Boyz II Men at your wedding? That's boring?
That'd be boring.
I don't know what the fuck.
That's
amazing.
What are they going to end of the road you to death? I don't want to hear that shit at my fucking wedding. I want to hear the end of the
road.
They
only going to do it once when we leave it.
Oh, that's dope.
You imagine everybody
you
walking out.
You close the night with end of the road.
What?
We belong together. All right, now y'all drive safe. Girl, you know that I'm right. If you drunk, make sure you Uber. It'd be amazing.
I want Chris to do a backflip to March Madness just like he did on stage.
I'm trying to think of the wedding song. Oh, Chris can do the issue.
Give me
and
that.
Me moving at the speed of light. While you walk in, that's sexy. What you think about a song? Who you got? What R&B singer?
Oh, man. I'll probably go old school if I could bring somebody back or right now.
Bring somebody back.
Oh, I bring Mike for sure. Mike.
That's how you.
I won't even give a shit about my bride.
I'll probably do Marvin Gaye. Something smooth. Yeah, something
what's
smooth.
Going on?
Teddy Pendergrass.
I'm about to say that.
Teddy.
I'm about to say that.
Smooth.
Yeah, Teddy's tough.
Who you bring?
T-Pain?
It's not bad, actually.
I'm Sprung.
That'd be really fun.
That'd be dope.
Hey,
she got me.
Walking into my wedding to I'm Sprung might be it.
No, that's lit.
She got me doing the dishes. Hey,
yeah, no, for real. That's
it sounds
lit.
Great.
That is a vibe.
It sounds great.
That is a vibe.
At his wedding.
What
right?
about you, Chris?
It sounds great.
No, it's a vibe.
Never yeah, nigga happen. Said his wedding.
Like he's at my hypothetical. Bro. Hey, it's a hypothetical. What the fuck?
Who you having, Chris?
Oh, man, since we could bring people back.
Bring back.
Man, I kind of put it out there already. I'd probably go Teddy Pendergrass, bro.
Oh, okay.
Teddy Pendergrass is tough.
If I didn't have to stick to R&B now.
Okay.
And I was to bring somebody back. Well, I'm bugging, yeah. Dennis Brown.
Well, which Teddy would you get,
though?
Dennis Brown is dope. Would you get Teddy like?
I want. White shirt, white linen shirt open, sweating like a
that
motherfucker.
That Teddy, gotcha.
Turn him off!
Gotcha. Yeah, I want that. And he got to already come in sweating. Like,
you know what, though?
That's like Big Luther and Little Luther. Yeah. Like, which Luther would you take?
What the fuck? I haven't thought about Luther would kill.
I need Big Luther.
A wedding.
Big Luther?
Big Luther.
Yeah.
I need Big Luther.
I think Miguel would be great at a wedding.
Yeah.
Crickets. All right, my bad, y'all boys. I didn't mean to go that far.
It's just you can't.
Niggas don't fuck with Miguel.
You can't
at
say.
All.
You can't. No.
I said that. I was. No, he's dope. Pushing Miguel yesterday.
He's dope.
Like,
you just can't say. Nah. You just can't say Miguel. No, you can't say Miguel after mentioning Luther and fucking Teddy.
Yeah. It's not that
he
we didn't
just
fuck.
Saying that he'd be nice.
It's not that we didn't fuck with Miguel, but you tried to put up Miguel against Usher Raymond. Yeah. Yeah. We couldn't agree.
Was that what I was doing?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
That's why I had a lot.
That's why you got
yesterday.
The response that you did. It's not because
we were trying to think of people who would be competitive for Usher.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we were doing.
Yeah, and then you said Miguel, and it was like, get the fuck out of here.
The only two would be Neo and Chris Brown. Those are the only competitors.
I said Chris Brown.
Neo and Chris Brown.
They said Justin Timberlake would be a good.
And then y'all invite me on the show after that shit? Who said that shit?
These niggas.
Who said that?
These niggas.
I let y'all niggas talk.
These niggas. Justin Timberlake.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, God, that's beautiful.
I don't want Miguel because he almost killed somebody during the award ceremony. We don't have the insurance policy for that.
This question comes from the brother Jordan 1215. What's up, big homie? This nigga always. Nigga, oh, every love. Week. Show nigga, love. Show love. And I need it. I need to know someone's
real
listening.
Thank you, bro.
Every
real
week.
Nigga. Real nigga.
He says, this is my question for y'all boys. It says here, fellas. Oh, come on. Hold on. Tell the homie to call him back. Oh, you're right back. All right. Fellas, if your woman has to work from home during this virus, would you rather a woman who scrapped up all her hygiene prep, no shaving, showered once a week, hair and clothes all messed up, hell, you're lucky if she brushes her teeth, but y'all always having sex, or a woman with perfect hygiene, but you're lucky to smash once a week, if at all?
I ain't smashing that dirty
the
bitch.
First
the
one you
fuck?
Said sounds like work.
Give me hygiene, bro.
That sounds like a job.
I'm not smashing that dirty hoe. Like,
that's crazy.
Why is that dirty bitch always down to fuck? What's going on?
Go bathe.
Go brush your teeth.
Fuck.
You want a dick but won't brush your teeth? No,
she's you have a problem. Coronavirus.
You have a problem if you want dick and not want to brush your teeth.
Yeah, no, please.
Some girls want dick in the morning.
Give me the clean prude. We're not going to last long.
Yeah,
but if you're giving me the option between the two.
But if you're talking about dick at 6 o'clock in the evening, then you ain't brush your teeth.
That's what we're talking about here.
They out here
at 6 o'clock.
No, they out here.
You done ate about 5 times.
That's disgusting.
They out here.
They out here.
On the meat with morning bacteria. That means yesterday is all in your mouth.
They're out here and they all live in North Miami Beach.
I live in North Miami Beach.
This question here comes from longtime listener, Ralph Garcia 305. What's good, big dog?
Big Ralph.
This question asks, any of y'all ever give a white dude an N-word pass?
Okay, he sounds Hispanic anyway.
He is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming the Garcia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody gets the N-word pass. I even look at black people sideways sometimes. Nobody gets the N-word pass.
And when you say a pass, like, you mean that a nigga could be like, yo, my nigga, is that what you, like, is that a pass? Is that what he mean by pass?
I guess what he's saying is giving your white homeboy a pass to say nigga.
But that's what
in
I'm saying.
In any context.
In what context would a white person have to say?
It should be none. It should be none.
It should be none.
None. At all.
It should be none.
What instance, if you're not a racist, do you have to use the word nigga?
Period. Like, why do you want to say it?
Yeah.
Period. If you're not a racist.
Maybe you guys are in the car playing white jeans.
No
hey,
pass.
Girl, just this one time.
And he wants
no
to pass. Rap
no pass.
Nigga? He wants to rap my nigga, my nigga.
No
the
pass.
Song is great. Hey, guy, this one time. Can I?
No.
It's just me and you here.
No.
Come on, Chris.
No, that song is
like
about
niggas. I'm listening to the nigga that's rapping.
And I don't
want to hear you and him rapping. I didn't
that
for
song
this.
Is about fellowship and brotherhood amongst my people. Okay, amongst my niggas. Not y'all. Okay.
Don't pass at all.
Go listen to Garth Brooks.
They just gotta you gotta understand the words my nigga mean something totally different coming from you, boy.
Yeah.
I never forget when me and Ben was fucking on that cruise ship, and then they were playing Biggie, And then the nigga say, if you don't know, now you know. No, and then
nigga.
He dropped the music. The whole crowd said, nigga. Now, when I look around, me and Ben included, five niggas, whole room. Mm.
The rest are white folks.
Okay. But I heard it was those, if you don't know, now you know. And nigga, we couldn't find all of them. We had such a stick of loss that night. We couldn't find all them niggas. Okay? Everybody got a nigga pass that night.
That's what I'm saying.
We handed them out in dozens that night.
That giving somebody a pass because, like, in that moment, you just didn't feel the confrontation to be like, the fuck you just say?
I mean, I should have went to HR, I guess.
Them niggas look right. They looked at Plus and Ben in the eye and said, nigga.
Nigga.
You don't know, now you know, nigga.
And he pointed, nigga.
Now do something.
What can you do?
It was nah, no five pass. Of us. No
it
pass.
Was crazy. We all looked at each other in the eyes like.
But I'm saying that's what's considered
that is insane. That is insane. You got us this time. You got us with numbers this time.
Because I think if you
look. I feel like a pass is if I let you say it just willy-dilly. Like, you could just say it as you feel. You could call me a nigga. You could call him a nigga.
There are different kinds of passes. I guess it could be a one-time pass or a lifetime pass.
I'm asking.
You know what kills me about that whole shit?
Because you
got
go ahead.
Niggas that'll be like, man, a white man could say nigga and then turn around and be in public and whisper white people.
Yeah.
Like, niggas be like, yeah, them white people over there. Like, nigga, why you whispering white people?
Yeah.
And then get uncomfortable and I'll be like, cracker.
Yeah,
now that's a cracker.
That's the next thing, though. You see how the sword got two sides? Because if I'm every white person I see, if I'm giving you a pass, every white person I see after, I got a cracker pass.
I got one anyway. I don't give a fuck if they let me say it or not. I got one anyway.
You gotta pull it out.
Yeah, period.
Crackers.
I got a lifetime.
Spending
pass,
enough time
so.
Around you, I have to. Sometimes I have to kind of scale it back.
I mean, you know,
it's some niggas that don't care if them white homeboy say nigga. They don't give a fuck. Like, oh, he cool. He grew up with us, man. Like, he a nigga. Like, he cool. Like, he grew up with us.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, then don't that's be crazy. The same motherfuckers that Hassan talking about that being public and white people. And,
yeah.
Why does being bro? Poor got to be associated with being a nigga? Like, because he grew up in the hood? That don't make him, you like, we don't have the person. Same social experiences. You
and
know
then
what
also,
saying?
We've said this
we was
before.
Using you for a pass.
Like.
For a long time.
Whenever shit goes down, right, and niggas really in trouble. All those white people that grew up in the hood are nowhere to be found, bro.
Nowhere to be found.
When the shit goes down,
nowhere.
White
to
Michael,
be found.
White Chris, gone. Whatever those.
He's back at
whatever
Karen's.
The white kid's name was at your school.
Gone. Little Dennis
okay.
is gone.
All right. He said, nigga.
Gone.
Little Dennis.
Nigga, I ain't never seen Eminem stand up for no social justice for black people. He made millions off of black people.
This nigga wears hoodies.
So did Justin
he
Timberlake.
Didn't say shit about Trayvon.
Millions off of niggas, man.
Justin Timberlake's another.
They quiet. So, going back to what I always said, ain't no such thing as good white people to me. You got white people that's openly racist, and you got people that's internally racist. And that's just my take on that situation.
I think anybody that's looking for a pass to say the word nigga is internally racist.
I think anybody looking for a pass probably says it already.
Yeah,
and they too pussy to say
it. No, they already said it. They already said it.
Because that's what I'm saying, like. Alright, you don't have a pass, but I know for a fact when you go in your car and my nigga, come on, you not in there, and you by yourself?
Nah.
I know you in there vibing.
Yeah, you saying
but you too pussy to come vibe out here out loud, I know.
A white person saying my nigga is crazy, though.
I'm be honest with you, though, bro, like, how do you expect them not to?
I don't.
I just want me to buy
saying.
This
what
record and not
pass?
Say nigga when I okay. buy this record.
Think
what
about
do you
this,
consider
though.
A pass?
Think about this. This is what internally makes them racist. Why do you enjoy hearing black men call themselves niggas and black men talking about killing other black men? Why does that type of music excite you? Now, I know why it excites black folk, because we sick in the head, but why does it excite you to hear black men talk about disrespecting their own women, killing themselves, calling themselves derogatory terms? Why do you like it? Because it doesn't relate to your life.
I would have agreed with that when rap first started, but now that rap is pop culture, you understand? Now rap is one of those respected brands of music. You can almost say it's as American as apple pie.
Yeah, it's the American culture music.
Because rap
it's
used to be
country,
a fad. So it's like, if a nigga
no
was
more.
Listening to Eazy-E, I say, my nigga, what about this do you like?
Right.
You understand? But now that rap can also be like anything, you know what I mean? I'm going to say it's less that and it's more could just be pop culture, bro. Because we all turn on the same radio. And we all hear the same shit.
The same 13 songs.
You understand? The same way they keep hearing Drake, we keep hearing Drake.
Oh, another.
No pass.
Another nigga with a pass. Black culture gave him a pass.
Because he's
black. Because he's what?
He's black.
He's black. Bro. I got all the firepower.
He's not black at all.
No, sir. No, sir.
There's a black mixture.
Look at his son.
God.
A black man can't produce no son like that. That's an albino baby. He's definitely not black.
Hey, he lost the war with that one. But then again, that's why they make TV shows. He's blackish.
Blackface. And he still got the nigga pass.
Yeah, he did blackface.
That's what I call somebody getting a pass.
That blackface shit?
The blackface, and then still after that, being able to make songs based around just the word nigga.
No, but cool, even Eminem. Cool. Let's go to Eminem. Have you ever heard the song he made about his ex-girlfriend, the black girl that he was dating?
No.
Y'all Google that shit. Check out Eminem racist song about black women. Yeah, that's a pass. Nick Cannon brought that out a few weeks ago. You know, there was feuding or whatever like that. Go listen to that shit and tell me that's not a pass.
I don't listen to his music, so I never knew about it. I can't stomach.
I've memorized tons of Eminem lyrics.
It was before he was famous, but still,
I haven't enjoyed Eminem music since I was in middle school. Honestly, I haven't enjoyed his music since I was in middle school.
I played whatever album it was that he had his name at the top, and it was the Red Curtains.
Final Curtain, or one of them shits.
I played the first two songs off that shit.
Back when he used to call himself Slim Chicka Chicka Slim Shady was when I used to listen to him. After that shit, he lost me after that. Marshall Mathers LP was the last shit I listened to.
LP is still.
After that, he lost.
The only song that nigga ever, I call him a nigga. The only song that motherfucker ever wrote is, that I liked was, what you call it, man? Stan.
Yeah.
And that's solely because of the sample.
I'm telling you something.
Because I can listen to the actual song.
Say what you will, okay? But he fucking roll bounce skated through Forgot About Dre. Let me tell you something. He was transcendent on that song.
The little rappity rap shit, yeah.
I fuck that shit, nigga.
Fuck that shit coming from you, nigga. Because you don't like rappity rap shit.
That's true.
So fuck that shit coming from you.
That's true. But he killed that shit. You know what it was?
I don't care.
It wasn't even my rap. It was flow.
You're not a good judge.
I'm an amazing judge.
What's wrong with that? What do you say to somebody you hate?
Your definition of good music is rapity rap. No. Oh, good God.
Now, let's listen.
Go ahead.
This is coming from me. And you know I hate to give a cracker credit. But I give credit where it's done. Where it's due. That Renegade with Jay-Z. Eminem showed his ass.
Ate his ass alive.
I hate giving him credit, but that Renegade, yeah, he did his thing on that. And that's about it for me.
Okay. I end on that one. Ben, final thoughts.
Give this cracker credit.
Cracker credit. Hey, that was gorgeous to the hip.
Let's see. Final thoughts. I guess piggybacking off of the DM diary. Vagina is probably the worst thing to happen to some of you niggas since sugar. Since sugar, watermelon, and Kool-Aid. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Go and visit our website at www.nwopod.com. We have a full array of selections in our merchandise section of our website. Go and check it out. Bye, and listen. Thank you.
Chris, final thoughts?
Follow the podcast on Instagram at NWO Podcast. On Twitter at the NWO Podcast. Shout out to you guys. Big up the Navy. I feel like we haven't talked to you guys in a minute. Shout out to you guys. Continue to support. Continue to like everything. Continue to share everything. If you consider yourself a part of the Navy and you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. Not only are we going to be posting the episodes, but because I have a whole bunch of old episodes in the tuck and a bunch of time on my hands right now, I'll be posting a lot of the old and original episodes of NWO Podcast as well. So, just keep a lookout. Make sure if you're not already subscribed, go hit that subscribe button. We got videos up there right now, so check it out.
If you see me wearing the same shirt, just mind your fucking business. Brother Hassan, any final thoughts?
First of all, thank y'all for having me up here again. This is the third time. I appreciate that.
Three-peat.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Thank you for everyone who came over and found my platform from this platform. I appreciate you. If you have not, you know, been in contact with me, you can find me on Brother Hassan, B-R-O-T-H-A, Hassan with two S's. That's on all platforms. I got a documentary that came out from the lecture I did back in December. It came out, The Hidden History of Haiti.
Dope.
Real dope shit.
How do we find it?
Where can we find it? Yeah.
You can hit me up and I'll send people the link to it or send them the actual CD through the mail. So you can find me on any social media platform.
That was
going to
be my next question. Can we can we carry some?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you. I got you. I'll bring some through. I'll bring some through.
Yeah, boy, give me like five, bro. I'll sell them for you.
I got you. I got you. Yeah, so.
Some things will be gone day one.
All right. Real dope documentary. I also got a children's book coming out called Haiti and Her Friends. Don't worry, I don't got the word crack in it. It's for kids, it's for children, but it's chronicalizing, you know, Haiti and her history and its connection to world history and African American history. Other than that,
that's
man,
in English and Creole.
No, that's in English. I haven't got to the Creole part yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're gonna do pre-orders on that. Again, you can find me on Brother Hassan, all platforms. They're gonna delete me on Instagram, Twitter, and just I'll be there, man.
I like that you keep coming back with a different variation of Brother Hassan.
Of course.
Like, I always find you.
Yeah, of course.
So no matter where you get deleted, I always find you.
And the white folk find me too to delete.
I bet he's back already.
Yeah.
Rick, any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I just want to thank Brother Hassan for coming through again. We appreciate you, man. Appreciate what you're doing. I also want to say, everyone, protect yourself, protect your family. This shit's about to get real out here.
My final thoughts are, people, we don't know what the fuck is going on, but something is going on. Pay the fuck attention, or you're going to be the ones that die. You're going to be in the ammo line, or you're going to be in the gun line with the rest of them niggas when the shit go down. Okay, please, make sure you're in the ammunition line.
Tell them about the gun line, boss.
You don't want to be in the gun line, boss. You want to be in the ammunition line. Ben, song of the week.
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Teddy Pendergrass, song titled "I Miss You."
All right, that's
thank
how we're
you,
doing.
Ben.
Classic.
I'm high enough already.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast.
I'm not taking his headphones off.
Peace.
Oh, I wish for your return. Oh, I- Take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd get you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me.
Hey, baby. Oh, baby.
I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is. Sometimes it kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you
dead,
but I even went out and got a gig. Oh, forgot you're not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but. Up to you a little bit.